This is Alive with Joseph.
Okay, we've been looking at creative faith, and we're looking at part four this morning, and we opened up on Friday and laid a proper foundation on faith versus fear. Faith versus fear. So we built it up. I'll just pick it up from where I left it. Take note of this quickly. Number one, fear is a wicked spirit. Our foundation scripture in faith versus fear was 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. I read the scripture again. It says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." So which means that fear is given. Fear is given. And it says here, God has not given us. God has not given us. And if God is not the one giving us the spirit of fear, then it means that the spirit of fear should not be tolerated, because it is not a gift from our Heavenly Father. Satan is the giver of the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So you and I are to reject it, understanding that fear is a wicked spirit. Fear is a wicked spirit, because every time you and I positions ourselves, and if we lend our ears to the things that are happening around us, it will create fear on the inside of us. They come to you and they tell you that they are retrenching everybody at the workplace and the list is out. If you're not careful, that will build fear in you. But if you understand that God will not put you to shame, you understand that God will not allow you to be ridiculed, you will rise up in faith and declare, "Thus saith the Lord," against those negative words. Why? Because fear is a wicked spirit. They get a text message that a text message sent to you threatening you. You declare judgment on it. Why? Because understanding that is a weapon of fear to open up the door so that Satan can come in and afflict you. Understand that the devil cannot work anywhere without fear being present. Satan can never get you until fear comes first. Fear is to Satan what John the Baptist was to Jesus. When you start seeing fear, know that Satan is close by. When you start seeing fear, know that Satan is around the corner. You need to refuse it. Refuse to admit the fear. Refuse it. And when you refuse the fear, do you know what happens? The devil reverses back. Why? Because fear is a forerunner to the devil. And when you do not accommodate the forerunner, the devil moves away from you. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder, every fear loitering around you to open up the door for affliction, I close it in the name of Jesus. I command that fear vacate in the name of Jesus. Just like faith is a spiritual force, fear is also a force. The challenge is, fear is a negative spiritual force. Fear is a negative spiritual force. Fear is a negative spiritual force. It is not a mental asset. Fear is not a mental asset. That is why when someone is afraid, you don't just tell them, "Don't fear." No, no, no. You need to understand that he or she is not afraid by choice. There is a force that is taking charge of their environment to tell them not to be afraid is lame. Why? Because the person is not afraid by choice. Something higher than them, something bigger than them, is what has garaged their environment that has produced the fear. So what do you do when the force of fear envelops a person? You unleash a higher force. Somebody tells you, "I am afraid I could die." Don't just tell them, "You will not die." No. Unleash a higher force. Open the Bible. Unleash a higher force. Unleash light over the person. And as you declare by light over the person, the force of fear will be subdued. You open up scriptures like Psalm 91 verse 16. You declare over them, "With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation." Unleash higher force, because friends, what is moving that fear of death is a spiritual negative force. And the only way to counter it is to release a higher force. When that word comes alive on the inside of them, it unleashes a force called faith. And when faith comes, it subdues the other force called fear. I pray for you today. May faith rise on your inside in the name of Jesus. And may it swallow and subdue every force of fear around you in the name of Jesus. Somebody tells you that everybody that comes to this place, they don't ever make it. Everybody that comes to this office never become anything. The condition here does not allow people to make it. Then you open the Bible. You unleash the other force. You remind the devil in that territory that has hindered others from making it. Isaiah 3:10, it says, ye to the righteous, it shall be well with you. You declare over that environment, it is well with me in this territory. It is well with me in this environment. It is well with me. And that scripture that you have unleashed subdues the force of fear. Why? Because those words spoken into your ears, they are the force of fear. If you do not counter it with a higher force, it will end up creating in you negative manifestation. You unleash over yourself. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I will meditate on it day and night, that I may yes observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I will make my way prosperous and I will have good success. I will make my way prosperous and I will have good success. You declare, my success has nothing to do with the environment. I am the one who makes my way prosperous. I am the one who can make myself prosperous. My environment does not decide if I will prosper or not. Listen, friends, let me tell you this. Environment does not necessarily decide your prosperity as a believer. As a non-believer, it may. But as a believer, it doesn't. Why? There are people today who are in Los Angeles who are broke. There are people who are in New York City who are broke. There are people who are in Cape Town who are broke. There are people who are in Johannesburg who are broke. And there are people who are in Polokwane who are prospering very well. Why? Because there is a force. When you unleash force of faith on the force of fear, it swallows it all and gives you your desired result. I pray for you today. Your way this year shall be prosperous in the name of Jesus. I say 2025, your way shall be prosperous in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. This morning, rather. You unleash another force of faith. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. Day and night. Can you see that? Meditation is key. You meditate for fear to come. The same way you must meditate for faith to come. Joshua 1 8 tells us, meditate day and night. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 tells us, meditate day and night, and it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Anything he doeth, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he does prospers, irrespective of the environment. I declare over you this year, irrespective of your environment, whatever you do, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I say you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do this year, irrespective of your environment, I decree and I declare, by the force of faith, you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I say you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, give me two powerful amen. Two. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. So you are the one making your way prosperous. How? Via your mouth. So when you take the higher force, you unleash it. The lower force gives way. I prophesy again over you. Your ways this year shall be prosperous in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be prosperous in the name of Jesus. He said you make your way prosperous. And invoke, unleash a higher force. Listen, how do you explain it? An aeroplane, big as 747 or whatever seven they are, as big as they are, how do you explain it hanging in the air for 18 hours, 19 hours, 20 hours? For example, from Johannesburg to New York City is about 18 hours. How do you explain that big thing hangs in the air for 18 hours non-stop? It passes as it goes. It passes through the witches in South Africa. They can't pull it down. It passes through the witches in Zimbabwe. They can't pull it down. It arrives in Mozambique. They say that is where witches are living. It passes there. They can't pull it down. It gets to Egypt, where all the mummies are living and all the pyramids. It still can't pull it down. And it arrives in New York City. And why? Because the
plane has engaged the higher law called the law of aerodynamics that defies the law of gravity. The law of gravity is suspended for 18 hours while a higher law has been engaged. My friend, when you engage a higher law called the law of faith, the law of fear is subdued. The law of shame is subdued. The law of shame and death subdued. Why? A higher law unleashed swallows up a lower law. Give the Lord your praise this morning. You engage, the plane engages a higher law that keeps that plane, that big thing, keeps it in the air. The thing is just cruising. Even sometimes the pilot will put it on autopilot and go and sleep, and the thing doesn't come down with all the witches flying around. Why? Because when a higher law is engaged, witches become irrelevant. My friend, when you engage the law of faith, the witches in your village can do nothing about you. Ayina Marabada, you engage the law of faith, people who like you or don't like you can do nothing about you. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Gauges a higher law. My friend, in that same plane, somebody is in first class. You know, they are eating caviar and sipping whatever they are sipping. In that same, and the law is not pulling it down. In that same plane, there is a bathroom. Someone is taking a shower. In that same plane, someone is wearing pajamas. In that same plane, someone is wearing watching English Premier League. Manchester City dealing with Liverpool. In that same plane. In that same play, there's someone is watching Orlando Pirates winning all the winnables. In that same play, are you understanding me? In that same play, somebody is sleeping. In that same play, somebody is signing multi-million dollar deals. And yet, the witches can't stop manifestation. Why? Because when higher laws are engaged, inferior laws are subdued. Today, I engage the law of faith and I declare whatever stopped you before now is deleted by fire in the name of Jesus. Cleared up by fire in the name of Jesus. Rise in the name of Jesus. By the force of faith, rise in the name of Jesus. 2025, your way are prosperous in the name of Jesus. Your ways are prosperous in the name of Jesus. Give me three powerful amen. Two, three. Thunder, I engage a higher force, which is the force of faith. Say amen. Give Jesus praise. Hey, higher force is engaged. The plane is just cruising. My friend, when you engage higher force, you cruise in destiny. We are cruising nicely because a higher force is engaged. When you don't engage higher force, you know, you see one small cat, you're crying because you're still functioning at the force, at the level of the cat. This year, listen, this year, they tell you nobody prospers in Poloko and the devil is a bastard. You will be a millionaire in this city. Yeah. And you listening to me online, whatever city you are in, you will be a millionaire in the name of Jesus. Opportunities will come to you like never before in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to get wealth. Ayana Marada, let it be birthed in you in the name of Jesus. Hey! When you engage a higher law, inferior laws are suspended. And the plane gets to New York until the pilot decides to bring it down before it comes down. It doesn't come down on its own. Until the pilot says, now, prepare cabin crew, prepare the cabin for landing. He decides when he lands. The plane doesn't tell him when he lands. This year you will decide how you move. No devil will tell you when to sleep. No Satan will tell you when to pray. You will pray when you ought to pray. You will not be praying because demons are making noise. No. No witch will tell you when to pray this year. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two. Fear is Satan's destructive power. Satan uses fear to destroy. God uses faith to create. What destroyed Job was fear. The Bible says in Job chapter 3 verse 25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. When fear is released, when fear is in operation, When fear got into operation, rather, the house of Job was destroyed. Everything in it was destroyed. Listen, never tolerate fear. There is no fear that is good. There is no positive fear. Why? Because there is no need for you to fear. Why? Your father has not given you the spirit of fear. The three Hebrew boys conquered fear. That was why when the king threatened them, we will throw you into fire if you don't bow to our image. They refused. They conquered fear. They said, listen, that was the voice of faith. Listen, king, we are not going to answer you on this issue respectfully. We're going to disrespect you with our answer. Even if God chooses not to answer us, we are not going to bow. Stop wasting your time. Heat up the fire. Let's move. Let's move. And the Bible recorded that the mistake the king did was to heat up the fire 7 times. How do you heat up the fire in the number of divinity? He heat up the fire 7 times. Their faith plus what the king did, heaven came down. The fourth man appeared in the fire. I don't know who you are this year. The fourth man will appear for you in the name of Jesus. I said the fourth man will appear for you in the name of Jesus. So the faith subdued the fire of the wicked. They were just walking in the fire. They were praising God in it. Why? Because that is the highest form of faith in expression. I prophesy that which nobody has done in your family, you will be the first to do it in the name of Jesus. What they say nobody can do, I declare by the force of faith, you will do it and do it well in the name of Jesus. I say you will do it and do it well in the name of Jesus. Only men of faith walk on the waters of life. Only women of faith walk in the fires of life. Only men of faith get thrown into the lion's den, and the lion's den becomes a 5-star bedroom. Only women of faith enters into the den of the wicked and they prosper in it. I prophesy, whatever they have planned to hurt you with this year, I reverse it by fire in the name of Jesus. It will become your stepping stone to the next level in the name of Jesus. The same way the fire became the stepping stone of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego to their glory, to their enthronement, the same way the lion's den became the enthronement platform for Daniel, I declare everything they have planned to use to hate you this year, I prophesy by the force of faith, it will be your stepping stone to your next level in the name of Jesus. I say it will be your stepping stone to your next level in the name of Jesus. Instead of it to bring you down, it will take you up in the name of Jesus. Instead of it to bring you down, hear me and hear me well, it will take you up in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise this morning. Hey! Number three, fear is a substance of things not desired. When you have fear, it will give you things you are not looking for. What faith does is exactly what fear does as well. What do you see faith do? What does faith do? Number one, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What does fear do? Fear comes by hearing, and by hearing the words of Satan. What does faith do? Number two, faith is developed through meditating in the word of God. When you meditate the word of God, light is birthed on your inside. When light is birthed, faith comes. When faith comes, you receive. Number three, what does faith do? Faith is applied to a thing by speaking of the things that be not as though they were. So when you want to apply your faith, let me give you the secret here. Now, how do you apply your faith, Pastor? Pastor, how do I apply my faith? This is how you apply your faith. When you want to apply your faith, what do? You speak. Why? Faith is applied by speaking. Do we having the same spirit of faith? We believe and we speak. Faith is applied by speaking. You speak. That is how you apply your faith. Are you understanding me? So what does fear do? I've given you number one. Fear comes by hearing and hearing the words of Satan. Number two, fear is developed through meditating. The same way faith is developed through meditation. Fear is also developed through meditation. By meditating and acting on Satan's word, fear will come. And how do you know that you are already meditating on Satan's words? You know through worry. Every time you see yourself worrying, it's an indication you have been meditating on Satan's words. Because when you meditate on the word of God, faith will come. When you meditate on the words of Satan, worry will come. Worry is an indication that you have been meditating wrongly. That you have been meditating, your meditation is in the wrong direction. Worry is an indication that you're not meditating in the right direction. Number three, how does fear? What does fear do? Fear thrives by speaking on the negative things that are not as though they were. When you start speaking negative things, the same way with faith, you speak words of God. When you speak negative things, fear will come. When you start speaking of negative things that are not as though they are, the resultant effect will be fear. Number four, how does fear come? Fear demands compromise. The moment fear arrives, the next thing it will demand from you is compromise. You start compromising. You start, you know, you can no longer stand the faith anymore. Why? Because when fear comes, you compromise. Take note, friends. Fear is not a friend. Fear is a tormentor. And you must not accommodate fear. Fear is a tormentor. And I declare over you thunder this morning, as your amen will thunder, whatever has tormented you as a result of fear, I pray that torment is over in the name of Jesus. I say that torment is over in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. 1 John 4, 15 to 19. It says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein, take note of this scripture, please. Very important scripture. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are you in this world. There is no fear. There is no fear. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casted out fear, because fear has torment. You see, fear is not your friend. Fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Perfect love cast out fear. What is perfected love? Perfected love is love developed. How do you know that you have perfect love? It is faith in the love that God has for you. That is how you know you have perfect love. Faith in the love that God has for you. I have faith in the love that God has for me. I know God loves me. He will not leave me in the hands of my enemies. I know God loves me. He will not put me to shame. I know God loves me. He will not disgrace me. I know God loves me. He will provide for me. I know God loves me. He will fight my battles. I know God loves me. He will make available all things that pertains to life and godliness. I know God loves me. He will not allow me to die in sickness. I know God loves me. He will preserve me. I know God loves me. He will make sure my children become everything that he wants them to be. I know God loves me. I will marry. Where will the husband come? God loves me. He will give me the right man. But Pastor, I'm not seeing the man. Wherever the man is, by the love of God, the man will find his way to your life. The same way I found my wife in the bush. Listen, God can do anything. Who could have thought you would find a wife in the bush? In an all-night service. That can only be God that opens your eyes to see in the midst of darkness. That this truly is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. Pastor, I can't see any man. No. You want to marry as a single girl? You truly desire to be married? This year, payana gabaradada. Hey, yanana, wherever the man is, I summon him into your life in the name of Jesus. I told you I bought suits for wedding you this year. You see, this year, now wedding, oh, plenty wedding. Plenty wedding. And you're doing your wedding on Saturday, not Sunday, so that I can take my time and dance very well. Listen, no wedding on Sunday this year. Every wedding shall be on Saturday, so that I can have plenty time to celebrate Jesus for your wedding. One sister already claimed one suit out of the five. She said, Pastor, I'm claiming one suit. So there is four more suits left. Abba. Why must it be funeral? Funeral only. There must also be weddings. Wedding is a celebration of life. This year, that which is your heart desire, I prophesy by the force of faith, receive it in the name of Jesus. When you have faith in the love that God has for you, you know that certain things can never happen to you. Why? Because God loves you. God loves you. You cannot get into a school and not graduate. God loves you. You cannot start a business and the business not prosper. God loves you. You cannot be a single lady and not find a husband. You cannot be a single man and not find a wife. God loves you. You cannot buy a car and the car becomes your casket. No. He didn't give you that money to buy a coffin. The car is a blessing. The car is not, they are not to bury you with the car. And any plan of the enemy to cause anybody to die by accident this year, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. By the force of faith, I cancel by fire in the name of Jesus. God loves you. You're not afraid what the devil can do to you. Even when you mess up, God still loves you. Yes, when you mess up, God loves you. He will deal with the devil and rebuke you behind the scene. Remember Jesus? When the accuser of the woman came, he said, any of you that have no sin, cast the first stone. They all left out their stone. They dropped it and left from the least to the greatest. The very moment they turned their back, Jesus looked at her. Behave yourself. Behave yourself, woman. Don't try that again. Because your mess up is family issue. It's family business. It's not Satan's business. God loves me. He will not leave me in the hands of my enemies. Give Jesus praise this morning. I declare over you this week as we're entering into it, I release favor into your house in the name of Jesus. I release favor on your job in the name of Jesus. Receive the favor of God you're looking for in the name of Jesus. Where you need people to come through for you, I command them to favor you in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this week, you shall testify in the name of Jesus. You will celebrate like never before in the name of Jesus. You are closing the month of January with celebration, with congratulations in the name of Jesus. You are closing the month of January with jubilation in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise. Hey! God loves me. He will take care of me. He will take care of you, my friend. He loves you. He loves you. Behold, what manner of love that the Father has given, that we should be called. That we should be called the sons of God. He loves you. Don't let any devil lie to you. Have faith in the love of God. Are you hearing me? Have faith in the love of God. I release you. Genesis 8:22. The scripture said that there will be seed time and harvest. You know what that means? It's not saying that seed time and harvest. It doesn't mean they are together. It's simply saying there will be seed, the element of time, then harvest. What we have been doing these 21 days is seed. We have been sowing seed. Now there's the element of time and harvest. Now, what do you do within the element of time? Water the seed. Don't pull out your seed. Please, I'm begging you. Don't pull out your seed. Contrary situations arises. Don't pull out your seed. How do you pull out your seed? With your words. Be careful what you say. Seed, time, harvest. The element of time is when you water the seed. The same way a farmer, seed, the farmer, time. No farmer plants today and harvests tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. Seed, time. I've been planting seeds the whole of this week, this 21. I've been planting seeds. I've been laboring. Planting seeds. Now the seeds are planted. Allow it to germinate into your heart. Let the 16, 20 inches, let it go from your brain to your heart. Stay there. Now start watering the seed. How do you water the seed? Thanksgiving and praise. That's how you water the seed. You're thanking God. You're giving God praise. They send you an SMS that, well, you know, the contract you're applying for, you are not giving it to you again. You start crying. No, don't cry. Why must you cry? You start celebrating God. If that one is not going to work in me, something better is on the way. So you start celebrating God. You start giving water the seed. The element of time is the time to water the seed. You have been given a bag of seed these 21 days. And don't stop. Don't stop. You don't say, well, you know, 21 days is over. It is time now, you know, you start eating everything, chopping everything. No. Next week, I didn't tell you. From next week, there is fasting. We're going to be having one day fast every week, the whole of the first quarter. Next week, which will be the first Wednesday of the month of February. Not this Wednesday, you have already fasted for this Wednesday. Next week, fasting. You come here one day fast because we're brutal this season. We're not going to stop. No. We're going to take everything that has our name on it. You keep planting the seed. 5 a.m. prayer, you're here. You arrive in the morning. Listen, if you leave, maybe you're a man, you live with a woman who is not born again. Your wife is not born again. Because every time they say it's a man who is not born again, it's not true. There are some men who are born again whose wives are not born again. Your wife is not born again. And she's saying, don't pray. Hey, Munena, don't pray. Don't pray. Leave her alone. Don't fight with her. That's not when you start fighting. This year, tell yourself as a husband, this year, I'm not fighting my wife. If she wants to fight, she will fight alone. No. I tell you, this year, this woman will fight herself alone. She start talking, I just find church and come and sit. I'm telling you, this year, let her fight alone. Let her have her gloves alone. She buys one for you, reject it. Say, I'm not wearing the glove. Fight alone. You come to service. Come to the morning prayer. Come join the prayers. You know, it amazes me. Do you know our 5 a.m. prayers in the building? We have more men in this building than women. It gives me joy. When I saw the brothers at the back, you're hearing their heavy voice. Even Satan is starting right, because he knows, hey, when men rises, the devil backs off. If you think I'm lying, come tomorrow morning. Our morning prayers is full of men. Praying men. Praying men. Come here and pray. You feel that your house, you can't pray the way you want to pray. Come into the building. I'm here. Come pray with me. Let's join faith together and pray. We're sowing seeds this year. Keep planting. Keep watering. Keep planting. When your harvest comes, it will be a bumper harvest. In the name of Jesus. I declare 2025, you shall have a bumper harvest in the name of Jesus. Receive harvest like never before in the name of Jesus. Receive harvest like never before in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Let's rise on our feet and let's go home. Hey! This is one year that harvest will overtake your seed time. Harvest, your harvest time will overtake the seed planting season. Even the scripture says that. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. I want you to water your seed. Water your seed this morning.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.